name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, I have a cold, but don't worry, I also have some Purell. So after the ceremonial washing with the lavabo, I'll do a more efficacious one with the antiseptic hand cleanser there. So if you get a cold, it's not my fault. About 9.5 years ago, I guess now, this reading from Galatians, and for that matter from the Gospel according to John, really took on new meaning for me and for my family. We adopted Lucy. And it talks about being adopted children of God. Now, we already had Zachary, biologically, in the general course of things, although he, too, was something of a miracle child. At least that's the way that Erica's obstetrician referred to him. He worked very hard to get Jesus, to get, not even close, to get Zachary into this world. It was not easy. Erica had some medical problems and such, but we had Zachary, and we're very blessed, but we wanted more children. And in seminary up in Tennessee, we even went through the process of being foster parents, but the living in one state and having family in another and traveling in Tennessee is a little stricter about taking their children out of state. It just wasn't going to happen there for us. And so when we got to Natchez and settled in there, we decided to adopt. And we had both seen way too many Lifetime movies of adoptions going horribly awry. And so we thought international adoption would be the way to go. And that led us to adopting from China and eventually to Lucy. And I can tell you, empirically, there is absolutely no difference between having a child through general biological process and adoption. And so when Scripture tells us that we have been adopted by God as children, I can tell you that means something. There's no distinction between my feelings towards Lucy and Zachary at all. I sometimes forget that we adopted her and she hasn't been ours all along, even though she was 22 months old before we ever met her. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter. She's mine and Erica's. She's ours. And we are God's. Through Jesus Christ, we have been adopted as children of God. And I think sometimes we just kind of let that wash over us and don't really think about it, but think about it, we should. We have been adopted as children of God. Us, of all people, creatures made up of mud and slime, basically. But we have been proclaimed children of God. And certainly not because of our own merits. We don't deserve to be children of God. We barely deserve to be creatures of God. And should be thankful enough for that. But through God's love, through God's grace, through God's Son, Jesus Christ, we are adopted as children of God. And as Paul reminds us, as children, we are heirs of God's kingdom. Now, I've spoken with my parents. I'm not heir to much. I'll miss them when they're gone, but I won't get any recompense from it. So I've got nothing to look forward to there. But as an heir to God's eternal kingdom, now that's something. That we are told that we are adopted as children of God. We are heirs of God's eternal kingdom. And so as we transition from this life to the next, we come into our inheritance, an inheritance of the eternal kingdom of God. And that may be of little or no consoling idea here, but it should be. We are destined to live eternally in God's kingdom, which we are heirs to. I can't imagine being part of something like that. And yet we are. Through Jesus Christ, we are made worthy to stand before God, not as mere slaves or pets, but as children. I hope those of you who have children love your children. Think of the most ideal parent and the abounding love that parent has for their child. Then magnify that by a million times and you become close to maybe one zillionth of what God feels for us. The ideal parent is ours. All that we as parents strive to be, as good a parent as we want to be, that's what God is for us. And just as we raise up our children and try to teach them and lead them and guide them into being the best person they can be, God does that for us. And at some point, as human parents, we have to say we've done what we can and let our children go and have their lives. Always there for them, but you stop that correcting, teaching mode. But God never does for us. We continue to grow. No matter what age we are, we continue to grow in love and trust of God. And that's a wonderful thing. Some parents look back on their children's lives and wish it had gone a little bit slower. I know hundreds of people told us, hold on to those moments. They go by all too fast. And they're right. But God holds us forever. We are forever God's children. And just as we would never let our children go, God will never let us go. God gathers us in. Every time we have the metaphorical scrape knee, God is there to kiss our boo-boos. It's that cherishing, that loving relationship that we cry, Abba, Father, that God loves us as we love a child. We are God's children. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.